Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushalmi Mechayel, daf Yud Gimel, and we are starting about the middle of the Amud with Halacha Dalid, and the Vilter daf is all the way at the end of Zion Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah Basir Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we think discussing Chala, the Mishnah tells us, Isa Shetichasa Sufganin is Sufis Sufganin, Patur Menachala, a dough which starts out and ends off as Sufganin is Patur from Chala. We know that when it's called Sufganin in the beginning, it's Belilasa Raka, it's a very thin, liquidy, or watery dough, and when it ends off in Sufganin, it's either fried or boiled, something like that, it's just not baked, and therefore it's Patram Chala. However, Tchilasa Isa V'Seifa Sufganin, Tchilasa Sufganin V'Seifa Isa, if only one of these stages, the beginning or the end, is Sufganin, but the other stage is dough, for example, if it starts out as a thick dough, and instead of baking it, he fries it or boils it, or vice versa, Chayav is B'Chala, then it's Chayav in Chala. That's because, in order for it to be Patram Chala, it has to have both the beginning and the end be Sufganin. And V'Chena Kenuv Kais, Chayav is. Kenuv Kais as well are Chayav in Chala. What are Kenuv Kais? So these are breads that are baked for the express purpose of crumbling them back down into breadcrumbs or flour, and they're sometimes used for baby cereal or the like, and even though it's going to be broken down into tiny little pieces, basically bring it back to its flour stage, kind of like turning matzah into matzah meal, it's still chayav in challah. The mission continues, hama'isa is when hot water is poured onto flour, and then the flour is mixed with regular water turned into a dough. Beishame paitun, beishame chayavin, beishame patras is from challah, because it's already considered like it was cooked in the water, whereas beishil says it's chayav, whereas achlita, this is the other way around, it's flour which is poured onto hot water, beishame chayavin, beishil patrin, Beishame says it's chayav in challah, and beishil says it's patr from challah. Challah is tied to rikike nazir, asan la'atzmai, patr. We know that a carbon taida has to be brought with certain breads, and a carbon of a nazir is also brought with crackers of sorts, and so if a person made these challahs for a carbon taida, or these crackers of the nazir for himself, for his own carbonos, so the patr from challah, because the pasuk says, reishis arisoi seichem, your dough is chayav in challah, and this is not his dough, this is a dough that's for kachem. However, limka b'shuk, if he made these challahs tied to rikike nazir to sell them in the marketplace, chayav they're chayav in challah. And the Gemara is going to explain the entire Mishnah. As we begin, Hadah Isa Sha'alas Rav Mana, there was a woman that asked Rav Mana the following, Begin to anah bayil mevid atzvasi itri. Since I'm going to be making my dough into itri, which is basically sufganin. In modern Hebrew, itriot are noodles. And that's what she was asking. She wasn't exactly talking about noodles. She was just saying that she's making some sort of dough, which she's going to eventually make into sufganin. It's a thick, solid, regular bread dough now, but she's going to end up frying it or boiling it later on. As the question is, skip the next two words, utei p'tur m'challah is a patra from challah, because she's going to turn it into sufganin. Yud Gimel Beis Antam, Amar Lo, he told her, Lam Aloi, why should I not be patur? Since you intend to turn it into sufganin, we have no reason to say that it's chayav in challah. However, Asa Shaul Avoy, he went and asked his father, Amar Lo, he told him, Asur, it's Asur, meaning you have to take challah off of this. Why is this? It's just because of a gzera. Shema Timla Chasay Sa'isa, maybe she's going to change her mind and turn it into regular dough, meaning just make regular bread out of it and bake it like normal, and then obviously it's starting out like regular and ending out like regular, and so because she might end up doing this already in the beginning, before she finishes the final product, one does have to take challah off of it. We quote the Mishnah Bechina Kenuv Kais Chayavas. These Kenuv Kais are Chayiv. Rabbi Shuba Levi Amar, he tells us what are these things. Karma Bitas and Rechanani Ben Ogel B'Shem Chizki Amar, he says it's Bukralta. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Shaloi Toimar, that you shouldn't say Hayavu Asa Lachzir L'Salta, since you're going to end up turning it back into its flour. As we said, he crumbles it back down into breadcrumbs or flour. Tei Patur Min Achala Shidu Patur From Achala. We do not say that, since right now the dough is a regular dough and he's baking it like regular, it's chayav in challah. And similarly, Amar of Babar Zavda, Isas Mavrin, chayav is b'challah. This type of dough is chayav in challah. The word Mavrin has to do with the Suda's Havara, which is the first Suda an Avel eats after the burial, and they would bake this loaf, this Isas Mavrin, and crumble it back down into flour as a remez for Tchias HaMesem, that don't worry, the person whom you just buried is going to come back, and this too is chayav in challah. And once again, the same chiddush is, Shloi Tomei, that you shouldn't say, Hoyavu Asa Lachzir L'Salta, Tei Patur Min Achalah, since it's going to go back to its flour stage, it's Patur from challah, is really chayav. And Rav Amar Rav says, Isas Kutach, Chayavas Bechala, dough that's made for Kutach, which is some sort of dip, is also Chayav in Chala, and Amar of Bon. Rabun says, why is this? Shema Timel Chasay Sechara Levana, maybe you're going to end up making it into a regular loaf of bread that you're going to be baking in the oven like regular, and not put it into your Kutach, and therefore it's Chayav in Chala already now. And Amar of Man, Rav Manah says, Tzrichan Anu Machrezen Be'ilein Da'avdin Avitzin, we have to announce for people who make their dough with intent that it's going to end up being Sufganin, Da'ayin Avdin Loin Pachas Mekashir, that they should just make this dough originally less than the shear that's Chayav in Chala. Dinan Sovereign Shehi Petura, we hold that it's Pater from Chala. Again, because he's going to turn it into Sufganin, and Sufganin's Pater from Chala. However, because of Xayr of Hichayaves, that it's Chayav in Chala, because maybe he's not going to end up turning into Sufganin, and he's just going to bake it into regular bread, and therefore, because of this issue, it's just better to make this dough originally, Lechatchila, as not being Chayav in Chala, so we don't run into this problem. And we continue explaining the Mishnah, Hame'isa Vechulu, and Tani Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi Omar, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi says, Mishum Av in the name of his father, Ezuhi Hame'isa, what is Me'isa? So we had explained this in the Mishnah. That's when hot water is poured onto flour. And chalita, what's this? That's when flour is poured onto hot water. Come and see. We have a brass that tells us if it was full out nechlata, if it wasn't full on chalita, so then beshame patras it from chala. And this is a big problem. Why so? So let's just review this entire thing. Chalita is pouring flour into hot water. And we know that the din is tata'a gavar. The bottom overpowers the top. And that means that this flour is considered fully cooked by the water. Because remember, the flour is being poured into the hot water, which is the tata, which is the bottom. And if it's overpowering, that means it's cooking the flour. Nonetheless, Beishamai holds that this thing is chayvin chala. So how could it be that when it's the other way around, water onto flour, and when we apply tata gavar, that means the flour overpowers the water, making it not fully cooked, Beishamai patras it from chala. It's contradictory. And that's what we see from his braisa, and that's what we have in our Mishnah as well. These two quotes in the name of Beishamai contradict each other. So Rabbi Yossi quotes Rabbi Yossi, who says B'Shem Chizkiyo, who says B'Shem Chiyo, who says B'Shem Rabbi Shaya, Shnei Talmidim Shanu Isa. There were two different Talmidim that taught it. One Talmid taught both cases Beishamai Paters and Beis Hillel is Mechayev, and a different Talmid taught both cases Beishamai is Mechayev and Beis Hillel Paters, and half of this Talmid's and half of that Talmid's got put into the Mishnah, and really there's no Stira. And Yudan Omar Alpha on the top, we're going to conclude with the same exact answer. Rav Imi says B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Al Dovra Azel Halachti Itzel Rabbi Shaya Ruba LeKesarin. Regarding this matter, the seeming contradiction, I went to Rabbi Shaya Ruba in Kesarin, and V'Amrali he told me, no problem, Shnei Talmidim Shanu Isa. It was really two different Talmidim that taught this, and there's no contradiction in Shitas Beis Shammai. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with another answer to this question. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.